All right, let's start this off. I see that Bob, you have your hand up, so why don't you start us off?
Okay, good enough. Hi, Scott. What about the first period? What did we think about the start in this game and Wilkes-Barre with 17 shots there?
Well, they had a willingness to funnel pucks to the net on entries. They got out of the zone pretty easy. And, they're a team that just likes to get the puck when they are in the offensive zone, get the puck to the point and get three people at the net. And, when you're playing against that, sometimes you end up chasing it. I didn't think they had a whole lot of great chances, but, they found two on their power play, which, kind of makes it look worse than what it is. And then obviously the 5-on-5 goal. So, it's not the way, I don't think we did a very good job of keeping gaps tight. I thought we gave up the line a lot, which made it easier for them to carry in. And then when they did dump the puck in, I didn't think we did a very good job of communicating, supporting, and identifying our opportunities to advance the puck out of the zone, whether it's a skill play or, off the boards. We were a little bit stubborn in our decisions.
And even with all of that, and getting down by two goals and having some tough times with the Penguins' forecheck and some intercepts there, your team is hanging in there. And it's another comeback. I mean, even on a game where maybe the team wasn't at its best, you're still able to make this happen in another comeback.
Yeah, we the third period actually wasn't bad for us. I think we gave up one pretty good chance off of our power play where we're trying to score a goal and the guy comes out of the box and it never fails. You're in deep and then you're caught and there's really nothing you can do. And I think that was probably a critical time where Zaid made a huge save for us. And I thought we had some pretty good looks at the net. Cal had a good look that looked like if you got it over the goaltender. Fitzy had one with a 6-on-5. So it wasn't our best as far as from an execution standpoint coming out of our zone. We've got to do a better job with that.
What can we say about Tyson Forster now with four goals in the last two games? I mean, he talks about confidence and he still thinks he has more to give, but it looks like he's figuring this stuff out really darn fast. And he was pretty good to begin with, but I think he's better now.
It's funny how confidence comes when you work hard. A lot of the stuff that's happening for him is through a lot of pace that he's playing with. He's in on forechecks. You play more in the offensive zone as opposed to playing in the defensive zone and chasing it. You give yourself that opportunity to feel good about your game, and he's a good example of what hard work will do for you.
Chorinsky and Bunneman, they come down and now they're getting a lot more minutes than they had up there. They were both making some pretty nice plays out there.
Yeah, it was a good first game. A little off in some areas, which is to be expected. I think I don't know what the faceoffs were, but I thought Bunny struggled in the faceoff dot in the neutral zone on all the faceoffs. So you pretty much, especially when you play a team like that, they're going to gain the line and dump it in, and they were able to do that. That whole line was a little soft as far as forecheck and being able to try to force them into icing situations. So they spent a lot of time in the defensive zone off of those situations. But when they did get in the offensive zone, I thought they had some good looks at the net. And obviously first game, especially for Carson, who hasn't played a whole lot. For him, I was happy with what I saw.
All right. Good enough. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Joe, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. I was wondering, obviously he got rewarded last week with the next extension of his contract. Logan Day had an assist on the Cal O'Reilly goal that he stayed with on the rebound. What do you thought of his play this season thus far?
Oh, obviously the fact that he got a contract is a good indication that we're all happy with him. Didn't really, I knew a little bit about him from his coach, but I think he's actually delivered more than what even his coach thought he would do. And because of the consistency with which he plays, he's a skilled guy that There's a lot of reward with some of the plays he makes and a minimal amount of risk. And it's very rare that you get that kind of combination. Usually it's high risk, high reward. And he's been a guy that's been very reliable.
And then on to another good player thus far as well. Very good in Wade Allison. Is it safe to say that he definitely is one of the best shots in the league already, as he's able to snipe a clutch goal home in the second here today?
Yeah, he's got a great ability to get a shot off. He doesn't need a whole lot of room. And the amount of velocity that he has on his shots, it's a very heavy shot. Goaltender's got to be on top of his game to make the save. He can shoot the puck as well as anybody that we've had here.
And then last for me tonight, I was just wondering what you thought of the team's perseverance tonight to be able to kind of show that willpower and tenacity to fight through a game that you didn't play your best overall before.
Yeah, you're not always going to have your best game. And I think tonight we found a way in the third period to be, I won't say we were great, but we were a little bit better. Fortunate to get the 6-on-5. We had them hemmed in their zone for probably 2.5 minutes. And, we had a couple of really good looks in the OT and didn't convert. And shootouts have not been our strength. And it was, an 18-year-old that came through for us.
That's all for me. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Yep, you're welcome.
Patrick, your hands up. Go ahead.
Yes, just one for me, Coach. When you have a game like this where you're not at your best and you still do pull out a win, is that a good thing, or is there a danger sometimes of maybe players get lulled into a false sense of security that they got a win, but they didn't play their best?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, not every game is going to be your A game. And I think we can say that, with the three losses, we didn't have our A game. I would say probably, the rest of the games we've been pretty close. If not, 60 minutes, we've played 40. But tonight was one of those nights where, there's some good stuff in the offensive zone, but the rest of it wasn't very good. And I think the critical part of that is recognition of it and following up with a good practice tomorrow and how you respond on Monday. So, we've got 2 days before we play our next game, and there's certainly a lot of opportunity for us to break it down and understand what we got away from tonight and reset tomorrow before practice, video, and have a practice, and then go play a game.
Sorry, Tony, you're last for us.
Oh, yeah, I just have one, too. I know, over the years you've pulled the goalie a little bit earlier maybe than traditionally other teams do. Just curious your decision. I know it was an offensive zone draw with 3 minutes left. Just the decision to pull the goalie there with 3 minutes left. Was it just the game situation with that draw, or what are your thoughts on when you pull the goalie there?
Offensive zone with 3 minutes left. That's it. No more complicated than that. The problem with pulling your goaltender is if you think that you might get another faceoff too many times, especially when teams have got the lead, they're going to play a little bit smarter. They're not going to take any chances and get the puck deep and eat pucks in your zone. And you end up expending a lot of energy trying to retrieve puck, get it back in the offensive zone. So you might blow your opportunity to actually get a faceoff. And the faceoff, you've got fresh guys. Like in tonight's instance, they iced the puck. I'm pretty sure the guys that were on the ice for him were not the guys that they would have liked to have had on the ice for 6-on-5. And, that snowballs into another icing, which leads to another offensive zone faceoff. One of the reasons why I don't call the timeout is to take advantage of that situation. And you get a line that was probably out there for probably close to, I got to believe they were out there for close to 2 minutes. So that factors into you being able to score.